going to explore a very important domestic energy story that you might not have followed up till now. He was once a self-proclaimed knight on a white horse come to save the U.S. from its energy woes.
If there's one message I'd like to effectively communicate today, it's that America is at the beginning of a great natural gas boom, and this boom can largely solve our present energy crisis. The domestic gas industry, through new technology, has found enough natural gas right here in America to heat homes, generate electricity, make chemicals, plastics, and fertilizers, and most importantly, potentially fuel millions of cars and trucks for decades to come.
That's the heroic-sounding CEO of Chesapeake Energy Corporation, CEO Aubrey McClendon, speaking to Congress back in 2008. Chesapeake is the second-largest producer of natural gas in the U.S. and one of the biggest drillers for new sources of gas. But he and his company are embroiled in a scandal and a controversy that seems almost shocking after what happened to the energy company Enron scarcely a decade ago. McClendon is accused of huge conflicts of interest for betting company money in the volatile energy futures market. Chesapeake's problems constitute a huge business story and reveal the dark side of the natural gas business that portrays itself as the key to U.S. energy independence. Here to talk about it is Bethany McLean, co-author of The Smartest Guys in the Room, The Amazing Rise and Scandalous Fall of Enron. She's been following this Chesapeake story and joins us from her home in Chicago. Bethany, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Goodell is here also, contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. He's been covering the Chesapeake energy story, joining us from upstate New York. Jeff, first of all, lay out what you think are the key issues here.
Well, you know, the key issues are that it's been revealed that, you know, Chesapeake Energy is a company that's highly leveraged, lots of complex financial dealings, deeply in debt, which was already causing some problems with Wall Street analysts. And now the revelation of these $1 billion personal loan used to cover a corporate perk that allowed him participation in some of the wells, as well as the fact that he, for 4 years while he was the CEO of this company, was running an outside hedge fund, is brought up a lot of questions about conflict of interest and you know, security laws and all kinds of things.
It's unbelievable. That's Jeff Goodell, contributing editor at Rolling Stone magazine. Bethany McLean, it seems as though this is a direct echo of Enron, in that once you have these energy assets, and Chesapeake owns huge natural gas energy assets, it somehow tempts CEOs and corporate officers to basically use those solid assets to make utterly reckless bets and debt decisions.
Well, that's an interesting comparison, and I think certainly in the corporate governance sense, there's a really valid comparison between Enron and Chesapeake, and the other interesting comparison is just the quality, the character of the CEO. Enron had a larger-than-life CEO who stood for much more than being the CEO of Enron. He was somebody who was loved. Jeff Skilling was somebody who was loved by Wall Street analysts and by people who watch the energy industry. And the same is true of Aubrey McClendon. He's a guy who, Chesapeake CEO, he's a guy who is a larger-than-life character in many senses of the word.
And he's told his board to basically shove it until now, where really he's been forced off the board. He retains his post as CEO. What do you think the future is for Aubrey McClendon, Jeff Goodell?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it depends on where this goes with this investigation, especially into this outside hedge fund he was running. But there's just yesterday, there's been an increasing number of analysts and others outside calling for him to depart. I mean, the stock price is way down. It's a tough thing because the Chesapeake Energy is sort of a cult of Aubrey McClendon. It's a company that he started, that he's very deeply respected and feared there at the company. It's going to be, and the board is very, very friendly to him. It's not going to be easy getting him out of there.
All right, Bethany McLean, talk to us about the energy story here. It seems to me that McClendon and some at Chesapeake were betting that the price of natural gas was going to do something that it eventually did not do. And the question of what the trend is on the natural gas price is going to basically define the business model for Chesapeake and a lot of energy companies that are betting on natural gas.
Well, I think the big issue here is what is the price of natural gas? You heard Aubrey and McClendon in the introduction that you played talking about how it's a revolution for America because there's enough natural gas to fuel all of our needs. And the question is, at what price is this natural gas available? And there's an environmental question here. The method used to extract the gas called fracking is extremely contentious among environmentalists. And then there's a question of the cost of infrastructure needed to make this work. And Chesapeake's never made money. I think it's lost money on a cash flow basis for something like 19 of the last 20 years. It's sold billions of dollars in assets, but still is heavily indebted to the tune of $10 billion or so.
Wow.
And if Chesapeake's business model doesn't work, it throws into question this whole notion about this cheap supply of energy for America. And that's a big question for the future for all of us. It changes, not an exaggeration to say that it changes the profile of the country going forward.
Completely. Jeff Goodell, explore that for a moment. I mean, is Chesapeake Energy in the business of trying to conceal the real price of gas, to really conceal that this fracking process and all of these sort of deep water kinds of expulsion techniques for getting natural gas are going to cost way more than is rational for the value of that energy?
Well, I think that they're not necessarily in the business of concealing the price of natural gas, but I do think that their business model has been to grab up as much land as possible, drilling rights for this land. They have drilling rights on some 15 million acres. And part of the thing that's happening now is that there's this big boom to drill and get a hold of these, you know, the best spots, the best wells in these new regions. And all this drilling is causing an excess of supply. And they're kind of trapped in this kind of drilling treadmill right now, which has pushed the price of gas way down. There's a lot of questions, about the environmental impacts of fracking and consequences to water, to the flowback water that comes out of these wells. They use millions of gallons of water in each well. And also a lot of questions about the long-term viability of these wells. This is a new kind of drilling. There's a lot of questions about how sustainable this really is.
And there are two important questions. Does McClendon stay or go? We won't know that for the next couple of months. And does Chesapeake Energy get acquired by a big energy company like, say, ExxonMobil? Bethany McClain and Jeff Goodell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bethany McClain is co-author of The Smartest Guys in the Room about Enron, and Jeff Goodell is contributing editor of Rolling Stone.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.